Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Hi, yo. Remix to my place. Remix. I had to do it. So check it out. This is for the band. Monstrous Radio. Y'all ready?
What's up? Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio Live right here on Blog Talk Radio. Don't forget you can also get more information, connect with me on my links with my Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all that stuff. You find more information about the show, how to do your submissions, where our events are going to be, and all those other type of great monstrous things over at monstrousradio.com. So, all right, so I'm going to go ahead and get into it. Listen, you know what it is. Tonight's the night, the only night, we allow you, the listener, artist, actor, promoter, author, it doesn't matter. Even if you babysit on the weekends, it don't matter. Tonight's the night, the only night we allow you to call in, promote yourself for free. That means we're not going to send you a bill like usually if your ass are to call on any other day of the week. But tonight is Takeover Tuesday where you can take over the radio show for about 30 seconds. Have your own show. Talk about what you want to talk about. Make a request. But you got to be monstrous with it and make it do what it do, or I will hang up on your ass. It is what it is. So check it out. Up first, I got G-Swift. This is called Till I Die. Monstrous Radio. Online radio. With a rah. Takeover Tuesday starts right about. Wait on it. No.
Instrumental. Till I die.
my dad black. So this is who I am. I don't gotta act. I trade my life right now to bring my father back. If I talk it, then I live it, then it's real facts. Shout out my cousin Fat. He did 15 years, now my family back. I rep for my whole projects when you hear me rap. Adrian Terrace, Andy Peters, can't forget the match. Where it all started for me way before the rap. Shout out my boys, T-Bone and Pat, I got your back. Hold your heads up, even when it's hard to laugh. If I shine and you shine.
Yeah, that's G-Swiss right here on Monsters Radio. I hooked up with that guy just, what, yesterday on Twitter? So make sure you add us on Twitter and get yourself exposed. You dig? We only got minimum requirements. You either have to have a sponsor of at least $50 or do some $50 worth of sweat equity. I'll add us, monstersradio.com. But check it out, coming up on Karma Cafe, this right here is Kid Works. It's called Get Loose. Ooh, wait, I can't wait to interview this guy. I know he got a lot of positive things to say. For real, for real.
Works. Works. LB. I tell her, get loose. Go and do your dance. Game call. Take a chance. Get loose. Go and do. Why would I leave him? Get loose for me, baby. Go and do your dance. It's a game called risk, come and take a chance. Get loose, little mama, what you want to do? Why would I leave her one if I could have two?
I tell her, get loose, do it for the loss. If she ain't down with that, she gon' do it for the cause. Out for the way, show love to the boss. After that, she looking like the next one's toss. Still feel the fall, drop, drop like a roller coaster. I light it up and pass it off, but I ain't a smoker. Bad bitches in the room. Dog pound. I told her to get up, you gotta go down. Let me see you make it work, baby, get loose. Do your dance, locomotion, baby, tutu. No Zeus suit, I get her in this black hoop.
Ready.
Now she in my ear like Bluetooth. She said she wanna ride my wave like a jet ski. And she got a sweet taste like Nestle. My sex a crime wave, all these bros wanna arrest me. But I'm on a ride to the top, come and catch me.
Get loose for me, baby, go and do your dance. It's a game called risk, come and take a chance. Get loose, little mama, what you want to do? Why would I leave a one if I could have two? Get loose for me, baby, go and do your dance. It's a game called risk, come and take a chance. Get loose, little mama, what you want to do? Why would I leave a one if I could have two? Couple dollars in the air, lap dance. Two shots of the brand, last chance. Shorty said that she never did it. Whisper in the air, we gon' leave in a minute. I ain't finna flirt, she gon' let me up in it. Never finished, need a break, siesta. There's a party in the mouth, fiesta. She said my stairs feel like I undressed her. Now she riding on my dick like a Vespa. Pay attention to my words like a lecture. I eat her up, Hannibal Lecter. We play a game of chess, guaranteed I checked her. My mind stays strained, I'm here to bring the pain. By the end of the night, she chanting my name. Kid Worth, Alpha O, Mr. Do It Slow. Shooting scenes out the movie, press fast flow.
Get loose for me, baby, go and do your dance. It's a game called risk, come and take a chance. Get loose, little mama, what you wanna do? Why would I leave a one if I could have two? Get loose for me, baby, go and do your dance. It's a game called risk, come and take a chance. Get loose, little mama, what you wanna do? Why would I leave a one if I could have two?
You could catch me in the club trying to double up. 101, shorty let her dance, but she fuck for fun. And I know a couple hoes that'll fuck for fun. Fuck with us, never pay for pussy, is you fucking dumb? And real shit, you should pull up to the city with a cool fly spiffy. About the biz like Diddy, nigga, illa figures. Trying to get this money like 50, nigga. Ride with me, slide silly, fly jiggy, nigga. But it's cool. Girl, bust it open, get loose. Cause I'm off Patron in this goose. So don't talk your shit in my coupe. Cause I'm on a mission. What is your position? I ain't with the trick and I keep that money flipping. I am not your sponsor, I won't pay your tuition. I can show you love, but that would be from a distance, ho.
Get loose for me, baby, go and do your dance. It's a game called risk, come and take a chance. Get loose, little mama, what you want to do? Why would I leave a one if I could have two?
Get loose for me, baby, go and do your dance. It's a game called risk, come and take a chance. Get loose, little mama, what you want to do? Why would I leave a one if I could have two?
Yeah. Kid Works, right here, Monsters Radio. He will be on the show October 1st. That's this Thursday for Karma Cafe Urban Therapy. But before I get into the next artist who is going to be performing this Saturday, October 3rd, at the Raz Lounge for the CBMG label release party, make sure y'all come out. Big shout out to Chill Will. I'm going to get into some of his music right after this. If it'll play, damn.
And this is a Monsterous Radio public service announcement. Hey, fellas, we got to stop being so hard on these girls with the bad feet. That's right, I said it, girls with bad feet. Yeah, her feet look like two flat footballs trying to flick you off. But it is what it is. We got to start using these girls to our advantage. Shit, you got hardwood floors and you got that little nail up that catches your sock every morning? Hey, she can come into the crib and knock that down for you.
Hammer toe.
You got some carpet with the loose carpet in the middle of the room. She'll come over and knock that out. You dig? So we got to start using these girls to our advantage. Let's stop being so disrespectful. Yeah, her feet smell like two monkey soup from the Mup Water Collection.
Girl.
But that's not that bad.
No.
Just make her sleep with her feet out the window.
Ooh,
hey, you got that bolt on your carburetor that ain't coming off for the past 6 weeks.
Damn it.
Hey, girl, go on, stick your feet in there.
Yeah.
Go on, twist your knuckles. No, bitch, make a fist. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, baby. I love you. See, you can always use a girl with some bad feet to your advantage. So when you got a girl with the hammer toes, exploit her ass. You dig? And that's a public service announcement for Monsterous Radio. Get it? Cacao, cacao.
Yeah, that's what's up. So, all right, I'm just giving people time to call 39649. So, all right, check it out. This is MGM. He will be performing this song on Saturday. This is called Ice Chicky Like a, it is what it is. MGM, CBMG artist.
I'm still patrolling in these streets getting this money.
Let's get it, my
nigga.
Count it up, money machine. Grocery store got bags of greens. Riding, living my dreams, taking trips, different things. You niggas don't have what it takes. Smiling all up in my face. Top of wheel, disintegrate. Bank you like a pill, Mary Kay. Better yet, you boy getting cake. Oven boys since the eighth grade. Every time I'm over the budget, your shit NBA fades away. OG, masked down. My boy from the killer war. Living by the Chico. Southside, we bagging wars. Fuck, Mr. Get Money Now, boy. It just got personal dollar signs and bank accounts. My hustle game is so eternal. Fire up some of that inferno. Bullets fly like Lakeshore Jets. Your girl texting my phone line. Talking she want that late night sex. Play the game and pay the price. This life here, you can never live twice. This loves your music on the rise. Champagne bottles without the ice. Properties and projects. Embassies, I'm cashing out. President Barack Obama, second term, White House.
I be riding high, eyes sticky like a Chinese man. I be riding high, cush smoking out the chimney. I be riding high, money throwing out this rubber band. I be riding high, look, I be riding high, look. I be riding high, eyes sticky like a Chinese man. I be riding high, cush blowing out the chimney. I be riding high. Money throwing out this rubber band. I be riding high. Look, I be riding high. Look,
when I first moved to St. Paul, it was all about that hustling. Grinding with my cousins, supplying the entire public. Money's the only subject. R.I.P. Tyrone, he was married to my mom. So a stack for that nigga, he gone. Smiling me way out in grip. West Central, we toted pistols. Can't forget about D.T. getting them Northside credentials. Then we mobbed up with scandal riding. In a coupe full of troops, trunk full of that butter parquet. We distribute your boy on plenty blocks, get money. Got chicks on spots a little, and they from the folks. I had to take a different approach. When you get a chance, let it flow like ain't no hope. So dream, just hop aboard. That hate can die alone when the 40 pop. You're gone, we get those to finish the bone. And they barking, making noise for this money. We were proud, I ain't forget about my little brothers. We boys smoking Kush Cloud. I be riding high, eyes sticky like a Chinese man. I be riding high, Kush smoking out the chimney. I be riding high, money throwing out this rubber band. I be riding high, look, I be riding high, look, I be riding high, eyes sticky like a Chinese man. I be riding high, Kush blowing out the chimney. I be riding high, money throwing out this rubber band. I be riding high, look, I be riding high, look.
Okay, that's what's up. That's what's up. Looks like Takeover Tuesday is about to turn up. Looks like we got Jay Dirty coming in. Looks like we got Tristan from HLR coming in. Another person from the 903. So, all right, let's go ahead and keep it moving. Still trying to wait, give people a little more time to call in to take over the show. So, all right, just bear with me. I'm going to keep spinning a couple more artists that's going to be performing this Saturday at the Rise Lounge. Come out. You can see me up close in person. I still might cut your ass out, but at least you can take a pic with me first before I delete your ass from Facebook. It is what it is. Check it out. This is Juice Jeans called For Me featuring Louis P. Listen, it's Monstrous Week, so I know I got to squeeze one of mine in here. So I'm going to go ahead and keep it moving. Rock with me, DJ E Monster, your new favorite DJ, because I scratched the other one the fuck up.
When the night comes down and the sun goes to stay down, the boss of a man in my bed calls to stay round. Being violent, yeah. All of my heads talking all this shit. Yeah. 3 shots and puffing all this.
Okay.
Topic of the drama, I'm leaving in the closet.
For
me, for me. For me.
Juice, let go.
Somebody better slow me down.
Yeah.
I'm off the chain, boy. I'm gon' buck wild. The whole squad's about to turn up. And everybody smoking that loud.
Yeah.
I'm fresh off the clock and I'm feeling like Jock. And I'm telling you, niggas, it's going down. Patron in my cup with a bunch of bad bitches. Combination for niggas to go wild.
Dang.
I love this shit. No matter what you say, motherfucker, I'ma make it work. So catch a nigga heading to the board, riding on the two wheels from a nigga, better spread the word. Popping bottles all night, taking shots to the head, fit that usher in my chest, gotta let it burn. My mama always said that I need to slow down with this alcohol shit, guess I never learned. Tonight, I'ma set it off right. I'ma conduct a nigga, now watch me orchestrate. The way I move the whole damn crowd's like I got him in a trance, you know, that hocus pocus state. Let's work some, shawty, let me see you work. She put it on me like, bam, make the table jerk. Got my hands on her thigh, easing up a skirt. No pennies on, shawty wanna get this work. The way I'm feeling, I'm ready to get a minute. So sorry, no pun intended when I tell you that I'm going berserk. How I feel is that first impression is everything. So ain't no slacking when I'm in it, pussy getting hurt. Bang, 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 make the pussy drip. Check the juices out of mama, did a nigga dip. Tonight is still young, I'ma hit the strip. The definition of a boss, boo, don't trip.
When the night comes down and the sun goes to stay down.
Stay down.
The boss from under my bed calls to stay round. Being violent.
Yeah.
All of my heads talking all this shit.
Yeah.
3 shots and puffing on this.
Okay.
Topic of the drama, I'm living in the
bottom.
Turn up for me, for me.
Yeah.
Turn up for me, for me.
Yeah.
Turn up for me, for me.
Verse 2.
You niggas better slow me down.
Yeah.
I'm light years ahead of your hoes right now.
Okay.
Crush your motherfuckers on sight like wow. Speaking stage jumping with that juicy sound.
Yeah.
I feel a nigga got the right to be cocky.
Got that right.
Off top, can't nobody here stop me. Sometimes it pays to have a hard head when the world throw blows.
I'm rocking.
I see you niggas didn't pick it up. I mean, I got a strong mind for the BS, bruh. Cause you can never keep a good man down. That's a fact. What you think we got the world on our souls for?
Yeah.
And at the same time, still living up. Slicker on deck, gotta drink it up.
It up.
My intuition is pointing me to the bitches, bruh. The endless possibilities are turning up.
Yeah.
I'm on my worst behavior. Cause hell no, motherfuckers never loved us. Starting March 5th in the middle of the dance club. Like we on a mission from tearing the club up. It's like a nigga stay charged like a battery. The way I'm feeling right now, think you can handle me. I done took way too many shots to become. Turning down's not a motherfucking option. Some niggas will never learn to be civilized. That's why they acting like bitches, giving them evil eyes. Hating on the next nigga getting paper by. That's the kind of shit to kill a motherfucking vibe. But enough of that shit. It is what it is. Let it be what it be.
Let it be.
Now put your damn drinks in the air.
Put it on.
And just turn up for me.
Turn up.
When the night comes down and the sun goes to stay down. The boss of from under my bed calls to stay round. Be violent. All of my head talking all this shit. Three shots still puffing all this pit. Topic of the drama, I'm leaving in the bottom of
dancing. Turn up for me.
Bottles on bottles, they suspect it's a wrap. 10 times in the club and they all on my line. Smoking out loud so I know they can hear it. Niggas hanging, I be lucky, girls good, dog. I had her coming right here, bitch. Can we drinking like fish? Smoking like a hippie. Them cops looking for a nigga, they can't hit me. And from my brother DJ, I know that it's not, you'll be out in a jiffy. Till then, I'ma get rich. Hold out trying like 50. And for now, I'ma take a shot for ya. Oh, I think I just went over my limit. Is that a blunt? Let me hit it. Now a nigga has been cocaine in my brain. Man, I'm telling she ain't winning. And we gunning that women, the boys, friends, stripping. And we pull up after the club. Like, baby, get it. And we brought it back to the crib. No lying, no kidding. When I tell you that the pussy so vicious. No lying, no kidding. When I tell you that the pussy so vicious. Bitches.
When the night comes down and the sun goes to stay down. The boss from under my bed calls to stay round. Being violent, all of my head sucking all this shit. 3 shots still puffing all this pit. Topic of the drama, I'm leaving in the bottom of this.
Turn up for me. Yeah, up next is one of the big boys. You dig? When I say big boys, he's one of the big boys of the event come Saturday night. Check it out. This is Def Nietzsche. Him and another big boy, Shotty Boo, Monsters Radio, all gas, no brakes. That's how we going to do it on Saturday night. Man, it's motherfucking fun night.
Yeah, no breaks.
No breaks, man. Yeah. What's up, Dub Nitch?
Nigga.
Yeah. Shotty, what's happening? Oh, man, I'm chilling, man.
They said they want us back again. Yeah, they want us back again.
No breaks.
No breaks.
No breaks.
I smash gas without no breaks.
Well, I'm smashing the gas.
No breaks.
Well, I'm smashing the gas.
No breaks.
Well, I'm smashing the gas.
I smash gas without no breaks.
Well, I'm smashing the gas.
No breaks.
Well, I'm smashing the gas.
No breaks.
Well, I'm smashing the gas.
Undertaker for a Lambo. She said, "Dub, bitch, you just too much to handle. Fall for anything what you stand for. I plan for big houses, big riches, back bitches, close to the tightest ditches. No good trying to find something thick, keep me hard as wood. Make sure that I'm never misunderstood. Trying hard to change the bad days in the good. Yeah, I keep spitting all gas. Can't help it, nigga, my mind's staking, getting gas fast. Please don't wait. I know over the years a lot of niggas hate, but I'm on top of the hill. I'm never gonna tell you shit fake. I'ma keep shit real. Fuck how a nigga feel. Nigga, I'm my own puppy. I don't need no deal.
I smash gas without no brakes.
Nigga, smash the gas.
No brakes.
Nigga, smash the gas.
No brakes.
Nigga, smash the gas.
I smash gas without no brakes.
Nigga, smash the gas.
No brakes.
Nigga, smash the gas.
No brakes.
Nigga, smash the gas. I got my foot down, nigga, metal to metal. Old school folk, ooh, nigga, hello. I hit the freeway punching 150 on the dash. hustle like a maniac just to get the cash. Days of the past, nigga, fuck that bitch. In the third line till I strike and get rich. Talking on a cell, I don't talk like that. Nigga, see me face to face when it's all about the pack. Nigga, fuck what you talk about. Nigga, I'm great. Monkey ass niggas ain't finna see no gorilla. It's F-H, nigga, die to the beat. Like son of a bitch, you wanna ride with me? I got it rolled up, nigga, I'm pushing the dog. Nigga, fresh shot the coupe, nigga, 2-4 dog. Nigga, talking to the bitch like, what up? Nigga, I know she on my back, you wanna fuck?
I smash, smash, gas without no brakes.
I smash the game.
No brakes.
Nigga, I smash the game.
No brakes.
Nigga, I smash the game.
I smash, smash, gas without no brakes. No brakes. No brakes.
Nah, push, push, bounce, rock. Push, push, bounce, rock. Push, push, bounce, rock.
That's what's up. What up, Nietzsche? All cash, no breaks, player. That's him and Shady Boom. Actually, that's the track right there I seen Dub Nietzsche do live. He gets it in for a big dude on that track right there. That's why I had to do a track with him. You dig? So, all right, Tina, it is Monsters Week, and I got 3 minutes to go. Looks like we got a couple people over here ready to go. So, all right, I'm going to open up the line right after this right here. I hope y'all ready to take over the show. Don't you be calling in here like no Muppet. Talking about some, excuse me, Mr. E. Monster, can I take over your show? I'm going to knock over your motherfucking key and hang up on your ass. You better be monstrous. So check it out. Here go a monstrous track. This is E. Monster and Dub Nietzsche. We open the line right after this.
When there ain't nothing on, now I'm sitting all alone. So I'm playing with my phone. Now I'm on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Now she Instagram and Poppy, come play with her. Okay, mommy, but what you trying to do? She said, get monstrous with you and send some pics too. Ooh, now it's body language with every position. Now she got the dog requesting pics of the kitten. She sent the video, so I sent the video. She so turned up, oh, we so turned up. 30 minutes away, OMW on my way. She GPS away, IJS don't play. Yeah, y'all, we smashed all day. She was squirting every way from the monster pole play. And it's
yeah, so that's just just a little bit of my personal music. You dig? Sexting. We all do it, or we all did it at some time. If you know a sexy motherfucker, you just couldn't wait to see him. You start sexting to their ass. Say a little couple words, send their ass a motherfucking pic, and it's going down. You dig? So, all right, y'all, I'm about to open up the lines right now, 424-243-9649. Hold on now. Let me get some of these heroes that's about to take over the show. Let me get them some background music, because, you know, every good hero has some background music. So, all right, let's see. Who we going to use tonight? Let's see. We're going to go with Self-Made, gave to us by ChronicBeats.com. So make sure y'all go over to ChronicBeats.com and check out their musical library. They even have emails where if you sign up for it, for their newsletter, they have emails to help you better promote your music and the things that you do. So go check them out. That's ChronicBeats.com. So I let me go over here on this Takeover Tuesday and open up the lines. I don't know who this is. I thought it was Tristan. I don't know. Maybe it is. Maybe not. It is what it is. Takeover Tuesday, 773-430. You heard that bing in your motherfucking ear. Who we got on the line? Hello.
You still don't know my damn number. It is Tristan.
No.
We got Orion on the phone. We got the producers in the house tonight. We decided to, we was just hanging out, so we was like, let's call in and fuck with E-Monster real quick.
That's what's up. So what's good, fellas? So, hey, welcome to the Monstrous Radio, HLR Hustle Loyalty Respect TV Chicago show right here on Monstrous Radio. So what are we doing tonight, fellas?
We just chilling, you know. We it's kind of like a little rainy down today outside, so it's like a little chill day. So we just lay back, editing, getting episode 3 together, season 2 together, little pre-production.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah,
that's
we're just doing some pre-production right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is my friend in it?
Who?
Y'all know who I'm talking about. If you don't know, my voice changes every time I talk about this woman.
Angel?
Oh, yeah. Heavenly.
Angel will be back, hopefully, for season 2.
Okay.
If Chrissy come back, we'll definitely see Angel.
Right. Okay. So, let's see. I mean, shit, it's y'all's show. Y'all supposed to tell me what to do. What are we doing, Mal?
What we finna do, Orion, since we just to take over Tuesday? Well, HLR, the producers, is in the house. So I want y'all to do is go check out episode 2 at HLR at Hustle Loyalty Respect TV on YouTube. I'm telling you, it's real deep. We got me, Arthur.
Mm-hmm.
We got me, a boss in the house, cursing out Chrissy. Chrissy talking bad about me. Everybody just stepping, everybody in the back.
Right.
Yeah.
And also, go
check out that episode.
I can imagine that potbelly you was eating, the potbelly's food you was eating, must be pretty damn good because you was. Yeah, girl. I can't believe she did that. Oh, yeah. I was like, damn.
Yeah, I haven't been to Pop Bellies in a long time. That was good.
Mhm. Okay. I wish I could remember the name of a place. It's in Chicago, and we're about to jump over with somebody else to see see if they want to take over the show for a little bit. But there was a place in Chicago I ate at. I can't quite remember the name of it. I think it was downtown Chicago. I remember we went on our way back to Minnesota. It was on a Sunday morning, and you can go, and there's like a drive-thru, and the drive-thru be full, and the people come out, and they run, they take your order. You get like a steak au jour or all other kinds of stuff. Do y'all have any idea what I'm talking about, what place? I think there might only be one or two of them.
Ooh. Sound like Sonic.
Sound like Sonic or Portillo's.
Well, wasn't no Sonic.
But I think that's everywhere.
Like
right, 'cause that's
is that
everywhere.
Like a restaurant?
Yeah, they famous for tying beats and stuff like that.
Ooh, that's it right there.
Oh, no.
That's it right there. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. That's the place.
Okay.
Yeah. So, all right, let's go over here and check in with another person right quick. You dig? He's a regular around here, just like Tristan. You dig? I think I'm going to have to file for this dude on my taxes. It is what it is. From Georgia, this is Jay Dirty. What's good, bro?
What's happening with you, man?
Shit, nothing much. You dig? Welcome to the Monsters Radio Jay Dirty Show. So what are we doing tonight, boss man?
Shit, I don't know about everybody else, man. I'm just chilling right now, finna get right back to this money. It's an everyday hustle, you know, and I just, you know, I always call into your show, man, when I get off work, and I'll be at the crib on my whiskey. I just be calling into the show. You know, I fuck with E-Monster the long way. You know, he always showed me respect and shit when I call in, so, you know, I ain't trying to take over shit. All I know is that if you want to hear my damn music, you can go to www.reverbnation.com/JDurty. That's J-D-U-R-T-Y. And you can listen for your motherfucking self. If you don't like my shit, then don't say nothing to me. Just keep it moving, because I ain't got time for the negativity. You know what I'm talking about? It's very simple.
Real talk. And I know all of our avid listeners are like, ooh, Jay Dirty actually gave out some information. Because Jay Dirty be quick to be you want to find out.
Right. But I was just saying, though, dog, you know, it comes a point in damn time, man, where you got to get by that hustle, man. I won't never give out my damn Facebook link or nothing like that, but my Reverb Nation with the music head, I get that one out. I just don't like motherfuckers to damn hit me up and shit, because these motherfuckers, everybody on my damn Facebook, I probably know two of them motherfuckers. Ain't that some shit? I only know about two of them motherfuckers. I got over 1,000 motherfuckers. I only know about two of them motherfuckers, so I already be nervous. But, you know, fuck my Facebook, bro. I just be cooling.
That's real talk, though. You be having, like me, I got, what, 4,300 fans. I post my music, and I get, like, four likes. For real, 4,300.
This shit sucks, man. I be thinking, like, what the fuck are you even doing here? Like, you know I do music, motherfucker. What the fuck are you doing here, dog? Matter of fact, I ain't never did this a day. I've been on social media since 2008, 2009. And I ain't never deleted nobody for no fucking reason. But I'm finna go through this motherfucker, and I'm talking about street sweep. Everybody getting gone, boy. I'm talking about if you ain't liking none of my damn shit, boy, you got to get gone, because I ain't even much playing that, though. I need motherfucking views, pimping. Fuck your damn stalking and shit. Who the fuck do that? Who got time to be stalking motherfuckers on the internet? Boy, you the crap. I hate that motherfucking shit, boy. God damn. Let me stop, though. You might as well chat it with you, though, Bill. I know you got an event going down Saturday. Fuck what I'm talking about. What's going on Saturday, pimp?
It's the CBMG album release party. Some of the people that, you know, I used to do music with, you know, we all stay on top of our thing. You dig? Even like the Get Money family, each one of the Get Money family members. We may not be a group anymore, but we all still work together. We all still do big things. And what we usually do is, like, maybe a couple times a year, we all bring all of our connections together in one place so they can all network and get bigger, you know what I mean, and make the whole network bigger. So
I really do. I really do respect your grind, partner. Like, you DJ, you do radio, and you do music. I mean, come on, man. Like, I respect your hustle, pimp. Like, you inspirational to me, for real. Like, I be seeing the way that you be moving. You got like three different outlets that you got to hustle in hard. I'm like, damn. You know, I like that shit, bro. Man, I like the way you move, dog. Like, hey, go ahead and finish, though. Miami and the brother, my bad. Go ahead and finish, brother. What you said? They got their own label now. What's happening?
Yeah, so basically, you know, they got their own label now, so, you know, they're releasing it, you know, and they came to me like, we doing this thing, da-da-da, we'd like to get you involved in it, whatnot. You know, they got a DJ already. Now, I know some of their people going to be mad, because people, when they see me coming to a place, they be expecting me to DJ. There's times I went to open mics, and they be like, you're not DJing? What the fuck? What the fuck? And then they get to picking on the other DJ. You hear this bullshit he's playing, dog? I know you wouldn't rock the house with that bullshit. I mean, come on, bro.
Really,
you gotta,
man,
respect the DJ.
Really.
Every DJ is different. You gotta respect them.
Nah.
But
how many times do you actually DJ? Like, do you DJ frequently? Like, you do that shit like a steady, you know, somebody on a steady weekly basis or what?
before my back blew out back in January. Yeah, yeah. I was doing more DJ gigs than I was performing. But see, the whole thing about when people hire me to DJ, you get the performance for free. You see?
Shit.
You get the performance for free. And I get
shit.
It in, bro. I just didn't let one of your artists don't show up. Yeah. There's times I perform and they had to rearrange everybody behind me. There's times too. No,
damn.
I'm not going behind him. I play some music first.
Really?
Get it? It is what it is. So let me stop saying you dig today because I'm just going a little too deep with it. Well, hold on. Here's a dude we all know. He goes by the name Gooby the Baby. High Standards Entertainment. What's good, Gooby?
Gooby.
Yo. Yo. What's up? It's Gooby the Baby. You know what I'm saying? High standards in the motherfucking building. I got me a nice little cup of some. What up, my nigga J. Dirt? You already know how to say what I'm drinking since you on the show, man. I got me a nice little cup of some jungle juice rum and.
What's happening, brother? You good, man? This table over Tuesday, boy. Do your damn thing. Promote that September 30th. Have you seen the damn flyers on Facebook? Now, y'all motherfuckers that like, y'all finna go to war. What's happening with
you?
Well, the right.
You already see I'm battling. You see I'm about to battle a nigga, so it's about to be
that.
A good ass show.
I seen that. Oh, who the fuck you battling? Who you battling?
About to go to war, my nigga. Me and the Beast about to go to war. Come through and take
the
motherfucker's head off, man.
Oh, shit, boy. Okay.
You already know, man. You already motherfucking know. Bar is all day, man. Bars is me. Bars is the squad. Bars is the bread, nigga. All motherfucking
yeah,
day.
Bars
I don't
are
know
noble. Nah, I'm just playing. Hey, go ahead, man. Hey, do that shit, Google.
Hey, you already know.
So,
yo.
Hey, so just to let the people, and Tristan and Orion from ACLR, they are here. I'll let you go and say what's up to them right quick. You did.
What's up, y'all?
What's
I'm about
up,
to check
Gooby?
Out episode 2 as soon as I'm done with this show. I'm about to check out episode 2, piece and pieces, shit, see what's going on, man. Been sharing that shit, man. I'm about to make sure my platform is that one place where y'all can get that promo all the time, man.
Most definitely. We really appreciate that because you, Gooby, always sharing and liking all of our episodes. So he's been a big supporter to us. And you know, you got Ice Mike coming on tomorrow. On your show as a guest judge, if I'm not mistaken, he's supposed to be guest judging with you.
Oh, word. Okay. That's what's up.
Okay. So, now people hear you talk about you're going to battle tomorrow, Gooby, but I don't think they really understand the extent of what it means by you battling. And I'm going to set it up a little bit, and then I'll let you run with it. You can go back over the little touch that I do, but kind of, you know, let the people know that, you know, you are a dude who has his own network. You have battles every Wednesday. You know, you're a judge. It's your show. You put on a platform for great people. Now, you came down off the hill to battle somebody within the league. Tell people a little bit more about that, because that's interesting as hell to me.
Well, see, this is how it all goes. As you say, you know, I host High Standards Radio, a platform for underground artists. It started as a platform for underground artists to come and get a little interview. Anybody that does anything for real, like, you know, they're trying to pursue their dream, you know, come through, get an interview. I don't care if it was poetry or author or some shit like that, which I will have somewhere down the road, of course. Play their music, you know, get some rare radio airplay. And I used to have random people come and battle, people who either did battle or won the battle. I have them on the show. And the very first person I had on there is the current undefeated champion, King Malcolm Jamal. And after that, after a while, I'm like, well, I need to change up things. I need to have the competition more fierce. People are really starting to catch on. People are really starting to watch it, not just for everything else, but especially for the battle. So I'm like, I'm going to leave. I got people to join the league. I went out and found them. Other people got people to join the league and shit like that. So now we're doing good. And the champion wasn't the first person to actually call me out and say he wanted to battle me. But I had to, you know, I had to make him like, you know, you got to at least beat Family Man before you beat me. Because I think Family Man going to take the motherfucking title. And Family Man himself didn't directly call me out, but, you know, he mentioned something like, you know, you got to beat the best, being me, the top person, or stuff like that, in one of his battles and stuff like that. So since Ground Zero's coming up, and that's going to be a pretty big event on September 30th, 10 p.m., I wanted to make the battlers challenge each other. I wanted to have somebody, you know, like, you know, challenge him. You want to battle today is the day if you want to challenge somebody to a battle. So I don't have to make the card myself. Y'all can design the card. But now a lot of people weren't doing it. But the Beast stepped up and said, you know what, I challenge Gooby. So I'm like, okay, word. You know, I don't just host this battle and shit. You know, Beast and I used to battle. So, you know, I'll step down from my shit. You know what I'm saying? And put it on the show.
Oh,
so
y'all really?
Niggas, you know what I'm saying, man?
Oh, really, man?
You know what I'm saying? I don't just host battle rap for my health, man. I used to do that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, really?
Most
right.
So
they
going
to be trying to get chilly, and you just had to drop nuts on his ass, basically.
Yeah, that's gonna be a good one, though, bro, because I listen to the show, and, you know, the Beast, man, you know, you're a big fan of the Beast, so that's going to be crazy that, you know, you kind of battling somebody you're a fan of, but that's going to be interesting enough for real. I ain't lying.
Oh,
I
yeah.
I'm that one, no. And I don't
like,
even
no
like
one...
battle rap, but I got to hear that one, bro. I got to hear what Gooby got, though. I got to hear that shit.
Everybody got to be in there for that with my nigga. And I don't want nobody to get
really?
Twisted. You know, I fuck with the Beast. The Beast, I really do. He's one of the first people to join the actual roster. He's been doing his thing. He's a very good opponent. Like, I do not underestimate him at all. So I'm coming in with that full shit, like no holds barred type shit, man. Like... straight up.
Oh, really?
So it's going to be so bad, I'll be like, damn, I can't believe they friends. Nigga, like, are they really friends? Nah, we cool. This is a battle. This is a motherfucking battle. I don't hold back.
You already know a lot about him because you be done talking to him on the radio station, so you already got ammo in the chamber anyway.
That's to see exactly what you said right there. That's the thing about anybody who wants to bring it to me. I done already seen what y'all got, what y'all bring. I'm ready. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to flip it on you, son.
He's the Doja Master. You dig? He's the Doja Master. And these guys are trying to challenge the Master. All right. They're going to fucking get Kung Fu kicked up out that bitch. It is what it is. So, all right, check it out. I'm going to play a little music break, and then when we're going to come back, we'll talk a little more, do shout-outs, and, you know, go ahead and wrap up the show. So check it out. Seeing that he called in, let's go ahead and rock some of this Gooby the Baby out right quick. It's called I Know, Remix, Monstrous Radio, Underground Radio, what a underground artist, above ground, make you quake.
Yeah, the Baby nigga. Guess it's time to talk my shit again. Like y'all done forgot. Same guy, nigga.
Music on my
track. I know you've been waiting for that plane.
Yeah, I know you've been waiting on this shit, man. Here it is right here. I got you.
I know you know that I run the game.
Been running this shit for way too long now, nigga. Don't think I'm gonna stop now. Shit.
I know you thought that it's finally safe to go back to doing your thing. Till they mention my name, dang. I know you ain't fucking with me. That's a goddamn dirty shame. So fucking filthy ass.
The God is back, I'm still in my mode. And y'all niggas cheating using different codes. But I'm too legit with an official flow. Bitch, I'm running shit like just forget my woes. That's on site, flow tight when I spit, it's go time. Feeling charged up, dot check my protons. A big black nigga, but your bitch say he's so fine. My plate looking like Remy Rabbit's and pork rind. I'm grinding, you lying, high standards still rising. I hear y'all new shit, but it never surprised me. Y'all wildin' and claiming these stocks, but you biting. You're blessed cause your cheerleaders still gonna like it. Lil' boy, when I drop my shit, they get excited. Like the point of sisters, they just cannot hide it. My energy building, I'm feeling enlightened. I'm chilling on top with my niggas beside me. We throwing a party, you're not all invited. I'm doing this shit cause y'all need some reminders. That I am the illest around here that's rhyming. You're not up to par with my bars just so far. While I'm large in the charge, so fuck if you deny it. Stay in your alignment, do not try to fight it. You're frightened, I know that I'm so petrified. And y'all niggas, they shit, my opinions, I'm biased.
I know you ain't trying to hit these lanes.
Yeah, man, I know y'all not trying to hear these lame ass fucking niggas out here, bruh.
I know things without me ain't been the same.
What's
hustle game without G-Baby, man. You already know that shit.
Fuck with me.
I know you're like, who where the fuck have you been? Did you really think that I give up on my pigeons? Know that I've been working, I'm cooking up fixes so all of you fiends can stay off of my dick. Labels and publishing companies stay in my emails, but they are not offering shit. That makes no awkwardly sense, getting awfully bit, making hits like I'm targeting shit. I'm leading you niggas like starting with sprints. I've been cutting the rug on that carpet, you look. Did you get it? That means that I'm all in your bitch, man. You niggas can't hang, you just fall with the lick. God forgets, but I do not repent. If I did it, I meant what I did. I can tell that you're not with the shits. In the words of the kid, you're a chick. Stay the fuck out of my mix. I put on, I do not mean a writ. My life is a movie, I'm filming the flick. And this fuck what you say, that's a dick to your lips. It's going down, Titanic ship. World in my hand, I got the tightest grip. And this fuck your existence, I'm just trying to live. I am that nigga, don't you dare forget. And I'm gone.
I know you've been trying to kill the pain.
I know you've been trying to kill that pain, baby. I can't help you with that, though, but look.
I know you've been trying to stay sane.
It ain't my fault you've been fucking around with these whack-ass niggas. That's on you, babe.
I know you miss running around with
I know.
Me, smoking pounds with
I know.
Me, getting down with
I know.
Me, and I know you ain't fucking with
just
me,
ain't.
Ain't been fucking with
nah,
me,
man,
I guess you
one of y'all
miss
niggas.
Me.
Scooby the Baby, Monstrous Radio, y'all can't
Mars.
Fuck with it.
Mars,
it is
Mars.
What it is.
You know?
So, hey, Gooby, so, which came first? Were you doing music first, or were you battling first? How did you go from one to the other?
Well, when I was young, I always liked singing, and so I stuck with that, and I've been singing all my life. Then somewhere around high school, I started doing this poetry site. That's where I started, like, learning all the forms of poetry and shit like that. And that's where I ran into people like King Michael Jamal and shit. I know him way back since when I first went on the poetry site. Me and him, you know, say he was doing poetry and lyrics. I was just doing poetry at the time. And then, you know, some people influenced me around the way where I was at in my area. So I was like, well, I'm going to try lyrics and shit. So I started writing lyrics and rapping and shit. Thought I was good at it. And then, you know, some people like to battle. So I started battling there. I battled on the site, battled on some other places and shit like that. And then I was like, okay, well, let me try making music. So I tried making music in this one studio. That's a whole long-ass story. I'm not even going to go into that. It just didn't work out. And then with my nigga Ratchet, everybody probably remember him from one episode of the show or a couple episodes, but the most recent episode was like 2 weeks ago. I had him on the show with me co-hosting and all that good shit, and we was just fucked up acting a fool and shit. So, yeah, that's my
y'all
nigga, man. He was on another level that night, man. We was, oh, God, we was fucked up. But
loved
his studio, he gave me a shot. Did our thing. We've been doing our things ever since. I've known him for about 5 years, and that's how long Gooby the Baby's been, like, making his music and rapping and singing and shit like that. So I'm at a point now where shit's finally, like, really paying off. The grind is paid off. But the grind don't really stop. Like, I can't stop. Like, I got this
right.
One girl who wrestles. They do her interest music. I got the show. I got the battlers. I got the promote guy for myself. I got a new artist on the brand, but more artists on the brand. All these projects coming out with them and multiple people. Like, I even got to get Jay Dirty on this shit. I got to go check out Jay Dirty shit, too. Like, I ain't talked to you in a minute either, my nigga. Like, I know this one thing on Facebook. I think you had went to the hospital and shit. And I tried to get in contact with you, make sure you was okay and shit, because I ain't talked to you in a minute. And I said, you had to go to the hospital. I'm like, shit, the fuck wrong with him?
I'm still on here, you monster.
Yeah, you still there.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to just comment on that, bro. Yeah, all I want to say about that, dog, is all the shit that people do, you know, all the drinking and shit like that, brother, to catch up with you, man. So, y'all boys take it easy out there with that shit, man, because, you know, it'll get you out there for real. You know, that's the whole situation with that shit. You know, I'm still, you know, I'm good right now. So, you know, just, hey, y'all boys just take it easy with all that death. You know, it's cool and all that shit, bro, temporarily. But, you know, you damn, we human, dog. Your body do break down. And, yeah, all that death. So, just be take it light with the drink, man. That's all I'm saying. That shit hurt, but don't do it.
Right, right. And, hey, if you want to get to know a little bit more about Jay Dirty, you dig? I'm talking about get to know him a little bit more personally. I'm just saying, go back and check out last week's Comic Cafe. We had a great discussion. you know, about some things that people go through. You dig? And he opened up a little bit, you know, and we talked a little bit. So make sure y'all go back, check out last week's Comic Cafe, the Urban Therapy, and you can get to know Jay Dirty a little more. But just to keep it on a lighter note before we go ahead and do our shout-outs, I do remember seeing a video of you singing Gooby the Baby. Sure did. You were singing Somewhere Over the Rainbow with the Nas remix. It is what it is. I could have swore that was you with the Jerry Curl.
I know that. I almost believed you for a minute. You had me believed you for a minute. Then you said that shit. I'm like, oh, he's fucking with me. I know I ain't.
Yo, boy, you monster right. Fool, man. You
Ryan, you better pay attention or I'll catch you slipping. So, all right, we're going to say that with a shout out. And we'll shout out in Chicago with the producers from HLR. We'll shout out with Orion. You got some shout outs, Ryan, or anything you want to tell people about the show? HLR TV?
Oh, Orion, he's gone. I'm by myself now.
Oh, okay. Well, what about you, Tristan, the leader of the bunch?
Well, you most definitely know I got to give out my shout-outs to my supporters, to all of y'all, Gooby. I got a question for you. Where did you get the name Gooby the Baby? Where did it come from? I asked Kurt.
Oh,
like,
man.
We never asked him where his name came from. And I was like, I got to know, Gooby the Baby. Because when I heard Gooby, I was like, it'll be cool if it was Gooby the Baby. And then you happen to say the Gooby the Baby. I was like, oh, damn. His name. So where did you get that name from?
All right. Back in high school, this is like 2000 and something before SpongeBob got stupid whack. Me and my nigga was really fucking with it. Like, you know, we get high, watch SpongeBob, make jokes and all that good shit. So we called ourselves the Gooby the Baby. So when I went on the poetry site, like I said, I called myself King Goober. And then people started calling me Gooby. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to go with Gooby Baby. But it sounded too close to Weezy Baby. So I said, okay, I'm going to call myself Gooby the Baby. And then it went from just, like, making a name like that to one purpose of people looking at it and saying, like, who the fuck is this? And then playing the music and being like, okay, well, I fuck with this shit. This shit's sweet. To me, personifying a whole, like baby behind it and shit. Like, I've had mixtapes called Live from the Cradle, Fresh Out the Stroller. My next album is going to be called Welcome to My Playpen and shit like that. And then,
Oh,
that's
shit.
Okay. All right. Any more shout outs to Tristan? No questions. Shout
out. Definitely about it. Shout out to all the supporters. You know, my cast members, Orion. And, that's really about it. Family and friends.
Tune in where on Sunday? At what time?
You can check out Hustle Loyalty Respect episode 3 at Hustle Loyalty Respect TV at 7 o'clock p.m. Central, 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern.
That's right. And also remember, when you watch it, please leave a comment and share on all your social networks, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Google+, Pinterest, all, Tumblr, everything. So, all right, what about you, Gooby? The Baby, you got any shout-outs, bro? And tell them about your show, Wednesday.
Love that. Shout out to Behind the Scenes Radio, Curtis and DC, and all of them. Shout out to E Monster for having me on today, the big homie. Shout out to Jay Dirty, man, out here doing his thing all the time. You know, no bonds with these bitches and shit ever. shout out to HLR, man. I'm about to check this episode out when I get off the show. So make sure everybody go out and check out episode 2 before Sunday gets here. Days go like that, motherfucker.
Thank you.
Shout out to the entire Battle League on High Standards Radio, everybody that plays the radio and supports it and all that good shit. Shout out to y'all. Make sure you definitely tune in to the big event tomorrow. This is like the Super Bowl for us. It's going to happen every year, same date and all that good shit. Ground Zero, September 30th, we got a big-ass battle card going on, man. We got King Tony versus T-Spitter. We got the rematch between Lady Mert, Miracle Brown versus Genius the Kid. We got me, Gooby the Baby, battling the Beast. We also got a 3-way elimination match with Opposite, OZP Dizzy, and Fresno Savage. And we got the main event with King Michael Jamal versus Family Man. We all be waiting for that match right there. So make sure everybody checks out tomorrow night.
Ground Zero, High Standards Radio, 917-889-9112. Press 1 if you want to talk, always.
That's right. Make sure you get over there and check that out. It really goes down. Every week that I've been over there, it's gotten better and better with the battle. You dig? So, all right, listen, he already dipped up out of here. I was about to say, let's go and ask Mr. Russell Simmons of our show himself. You know how it used to be on Def Comedy Jam, Martin or whoever would bring out Russell Simmons and to say goodnight or whatever or do some shout-outs, and he wouldn't say nothing. He would just say goodbye. You dig? That's how Jay Dirty does it around here. But he ran on us tonight. So, all right, you don't get a Jay Dirty moment tonight. But all right, make sure you tune in tomorrow. Wet Wind's not all slow, but it's definitely sexy. And on our Comic Cafe Urban Therapy, you got to check out this dude, Kid Works. I'm telling y'all, you'll be surprised at this dude right here. I seen a video where he stood up in a forum and made a statement, and it just blew my mind that somebody young had actually said that. And I invited him for an interview. You dig? So, all right, we're going to make it do what it do. All week long, we got Friday Night Live. We might even bring back I Revive. I don't know. We're trying to get some more rocker music. So, all right, if you want to know how to submit your music, do sponsorship, or learn how to do sweat equity, hit us up at monstersradio@gmail.com, and we'll definitely get you that information. So, all right, y'all, I'm E Monster. Hey, this is Tristan, and this right here is Goofy the Baby. Jay Dirty Down dipped on us. Cali Girl hung up on me. Because she mad because she didn't promote the show and I didn't put her on. It is what it is. So, all right, I'm up out of here. Peace, y'all. Have a good night. Remember, if you go out tonight, it is a Tuesday. If you drink and drive, damn it, I fucked it all up, didn't I? Don't drink and drive. Not because I'm trying to do your business, because I need your ass for the ratings tomorrow. Come out of here. Peace.